This political season, we're trying to divine the winners and the losers in November's election, and that means watching the polls. But how is it that different polls produce such different results? We've brought in Mark Blumenthal to help us understand. He's a senior polling editor at the Huffington Post and a founder of Pollster.com. Let me just begin by asking you to look at a couple of polls from last week. There's a Rasmussen poll that shows Republicans are leading nationally by about 3 points, and a Gallup poll that in one scenario has Republicans leading by 18 points. Now, why would you have a difference like that?
Well, the really interesting difference there is that in that one Gallup poll, when they looked at just registered voters, they had Republicans leading by 3. But when they started to narrow the sample to two different definitions of what a likely voter looks like, they had Republicans ahead by 13 or 18. And I think that gets at one of these key issues and difficulties in how do you figure out what a likely voter is in an off-year election when the turnout is typically 40% of eligible adults, give or take a few points, where in a presidential year it might be a little over 60%. And the number of self-reported registered voters is a little higher than that. So we know from many years of studies that the true likely electorate is going to be a lot older, better educated, it's going to be a more affluent, it's going to be less minority and a little more rural than the larger pool of registered voters. And so all pollsters are trying to give that larger sample a nudge toward the demographics of the likely electorate.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that likely voter, because a likely voter is not exactly the same as a registered voter. It seems to me that people generally tell pollsters that they're going to vote because that's the right thing to say.
That's right.
So what does a likely voter look like?
Well, we know that the answer to are you likely to vote, do you typically vote, are you interested in the election, do you know things about where to vote, the answers to all of those things are predictive, imperfectly, of how often people vote. And pollsters tend to use those kinds of questions to nudge their sample in the right direction, though they never know exactly which respondents will absolutely certainly vote and which won't. The best they can do is say, we know this is sort of a picture of the most likely electorate, and this is a picture of a much wider than likely electorate, and we know that the truth is somewhere in between.
Well, here's another evaluation question. You're looking at a poll. It was done by a Democratic candidate. Do you think that's a reliable poll?
I'm a little biased on this question because I was in the business of doing polls for candidates, in my case for Democrats. And I will say that all the surveys that those candidates see, I think if you could see all of them, I think those would be a good guide. The problem for the rest of us is that we only see the ones that the campaigns choose to release. And human nature being what it is, they tend to only release polls when they show good news. So we do find when we look at all of the polls released by campaigns that the ones by Democrats tend to be a few points better for the Democrats on average and vice versa.
Do you have any lurking fears in your heart that somehow this thing could just get completely blown up? I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but there was the year when the exit polls were horribly wrong.
I think every pollster worries about that. But I think that we might reassure ourselves that for the last 10 to 15 years, they've been pretty good, and they've been pretty good in general elections. Primaries have been more difficult. The intellectually honest thing to do is to be open to that possibility, but within reason.
I can't possibly do without them, so I certainly hope you're right.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear that.
Mark Blumenthal of the Huffington Post. He's also the co-founder of Pollster.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.